Hello, gentlemen. Today I want to talk about a topic that is pretty popular on YouTube, but I want to approach it from a different perspective. I was trying to write this down in an essay format, but I was struggling to put this into words, so I just want to pitch this idea out there, throw it out there, and see if anyone feels the same way as I do. I want to talk about the importance of male characters in media, in books, in movies, TV shows, animation, video games. Now, I remember distinctly the moment where I started to become aware of the woke, leftist, communist, globalist, globo-homo message being injected into the media that I was consuming. I was around 14 or 15, and Halo 4 was about to come out. And I was reading, you know, behind the scenes of the game's development and how this new venture of this new company, Bungie, the developer, had left to move on to make Destiny. So 343 took over, and it's led by women, and the development is cutting all sorts of corners and trying to establish a new fan base and things like that. And you know, this isn't even coming from a sexist, misogynistic point of view. When I was a 14-year-old kid, I clearly saw, I think her name's Bonnie Ross, I was reading Game Informer, and as I was reading this, I distinctly remember, you know, thinking sci-fi is a man's genre. It is, objectively. Think of a female author or director who made a great sci-fi book or movie. It's a man's genre. That's what it is. So how would this soccer mom know anything about all the lore and all the minute details that I, as a kid, obsessed over about Halo? Then right after that, Disney bought Star Wars. I grew up with Star Wars, and the first thing they did was to announce that the expanded universe was not counted as canon, as lore. Why would they do that? Why would they eliminate decades worth of material? Well, as we saw, as we now see, to push a certain agenda, the Force is female. Now, why is this such an important topic? When I was younger, 14, 15, 16, and all of these franchises were starting to circle the drain, that's when I stopped consuming as much and stopped getting heavily invested into all these different franchises and things. And that's when I got into politics and news and history and becoming and turning that obsession to real things, which, you know, I don't regret. You know, that's the silver lining, is that I stopped being a consumer of these degenerate vehicles for corrupt messages. I redirected that and sought real knowledge. But there is value in those pieces of escapism, and that's what I want to focus on today, because I really was thinking, for the younger guys, think of it this way. Let's say you had a son. Would you show him the new Star Wars movies? If you had a son, would you show him the new Lord of the Rings TV show? And in your answer, you will find the meaning of why this is happening to Western culture. You can deconstruct this and realize they're just actors playing with toy weapons on screen in front of a big green screen. Yeah, you can deconstruct all of these movies, all of these pieces of escapism. It's fake. It's phony. They're overpaid actors. And I don't disagree with you on any aspect of this. But as a kid, think about the things that you gravitated towards. Luke Skywalker, right? The iconic hero, the hero's journey. That has value for children. Those are pieces of entertainment that can communicate complex ideas of masculinity, of responsibility, of good and wrong, of good and evil, in a short 2-hour format. And legends throughout history pass down the same ideas, all the way back to the Epic of Gilgamesh that survived on preserved clay tablets. Why were so many clay tablets of the Epic of Gilgamesh preserved when other stories and other pieces of history of those cultures were not? Or the Odyssey, or Journey to the West. All these stories, all these legends have the same concurrent themes that are passed down between generations. And there's the crux of the issue. We are experiencing, and we have been experiencing, multi-generational warfare, psychological warfare, our physiology, right? The epidemic of the medicated masses, overfed, overweight, dumbed down. Now, when you look forward to the future and you don't have anything worth passing on, that is the ultimate goal. Why are all these studios, why are all these companies losing billions of dollars, attacking their fan bases, attacking their consumer base, and doing the opposite of what a successful business would do? Because these are weapon systems. Everything is a weapon system. If it can control your behavior, if it can influence your decision-making process, it can be weaponized against you. It is a weapons system. It's very simple. So let's say you do have a son. Would you pass on the messaging that your current culture created? You wouldn't. You wouldn't subject him to The Force Awakens and Rey, the Mary Sue. You wouldn't subject him to Rings of Power and whatever the fuck that was, right? So now there's two possible scenarios, both of which is a victory for those in power creating this culture. Option one, you don't pass that on. There is a gap. There is no message passed forward from your generation. Or option two, the corrupted message is passed on. So either those kids are not going to see anything from our current timeline, or what they do see promotes the current ideology of weakness, of feminized men, of corrupt morals, of masculine women. So either they're not getting anything at all, or they're getting poison. Win-win in both scenarios. Think about it. What would you pass on of the last 10 years? The last 10 years, what is worth passing on? Very few things. And that is the crux of the issue. You know, because I know I've totally unplugged. I don't give a shit about any of this media anymore. I'm going backwards. I'm consuming older media, older books, older video games. There, I mean, the backlog is nearly endless. I don't have enough time in the day to go through everything. But there's nothing new that I would pass on. And that's the point. Now, our current generation is demoralized by this onslaught of corrupted escapism because we know how good it was and how good it could be. That is the ultimate demoralization. When you see Amazon with billions of dollars, an endless budget, making garbage fan fiction, the worst quality of it, with a nearly endless budget, that is meant to demoralize you because you know how good it could have been. Peter Jackson's original trilogy, you know what peak quality content looks like. And the fact that you're getting garbage shoveled down your throat makes you all the more depressed. You know how good Star Wars could be, and yet this is what you're subjected to. You know how good, pick your genre, literally anything. You know how good it could be, and it's destroyed in front of your eyes. Give it a generation or two and they won't know how good things were because they've lost all sense of culture and history. They've become atomized into their little bubbles, not understanding what came before. And now you take the new concept, relatively new, of the lack of ownership of physical media. The only physical media I own are books, and I cherish them. They're my prized possession. I have two bookshelves. Well, I have multiple bookshelves, but I have two shelves on those bookshelves that are my pride and joy, my prized possessions. One is my history shelf of globalist texts, and the other is my Warhammer shelf. I've been reading the Horus Heresy. I'm on book, I think, 22 out of 58. It's going to last me forever to get through all that stuff. And it's quality content. It's quality sci-fi that can't be corrupted because I own it in physical media to pass on. But who owns DVDs? Who owns physical copies of video games? PC games. So now that all of that media, legacy media, is concentrated in digital platforms, those digital platforms can be censored in the future and made unavailable for whatever reason those platforms see fit. And we've seen that. What was Gone with the Wind? Censored off HBO. A couple other examples of that. Setting the precedent for legacy media being censored or made irrelevant and obscured. Now, we understand the importance of having male role models in escapism because especially young boys use that as figures to aspire to learn from, to provide motivation. Removing that has its own set of faults, which other channels have talked about extensively, so I'm not going to reiterate that here. But I just wanted to touch on the fact that they want us to not have any stories to pass on. No stories to tell, no stories to share. Because that is the most basic form of communication of complex ideas and themes distilled down into an enjoyable and relatable format, storytelling. The oldest tribes, the oldest cultures, the oldest societies, all distilled down to their stories. And when your culture produces stories that aren't worth telling, your culture is dead. Quick channel update for you guys. I know I've been absent for a bit, so I'm going to hit three quick channel updates. I'm sitting on the completed book for the channel. I've been working on it for a while. It's 100 chapters. Now, my plan is I want to do a video for each chapter, and it'll touch on the actual text, and then it's a combination of my written words and then, off-the-cuff discussions. And I want to do daily videos. So it would be 100 daily videos. And I'm just trying to get a good quick format that I can do so I can do that as a last hurrah for the channel, because the channel was down for a couple weeks a few weeks ago because I got another strike. I've got stalkers going through old videos and flagging them for YouTube to take down and give me strikes. So this channel is limited in its time span, which we all knew it would be. I'm surprised it's still here, honestly. I think it's because I don't upload as frequently. But that is my plan for the last push for the channel. And then we'll see after those 100 videos are out, because the chapters are done. I just need to edit and fine-tune it. But we'll see after that push. We'll see what comes after. I definitely want to start streaming again, but I want to get this these 100 videos out. And EFU, Escape from Utopia, I feel terrible that I haven't updated you guys on it. Game development is a fucking bitch. It's been difficult, it's been tough, and it's morphed into something that is completely unique. I can't find any game that encompasses what we've got going. So I don't want to show it until, you know, it's polished. I've made games solo before, published under my real name before I started this, and I've had a game become a template. It was on the mobile stores, the iTunes and Android app stores. Other games copied it, so I had copycats on those games. I don't want that to happen with this. So when I'm ready to show it, you guys will get plenty of updates. I'm just not ready yet, but it is coming. It's not canceled. So go ahead, follow me on the alt tech in case the channel is taken down in the foreseeable future. Join the Gilded server and get ready for a big content push coming real soon, all right? I'll keep you guys updated on the book when it is released. Thanks for watching, and we'll talk again soon.